This is VOA News via remote. I'm Rachel Melton. U.S. Congress has passed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend, and the White House says the president has signed the bill. It's part of a last-minute effort by lawmakers to buy additional time for negotiations on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Negotiators are seeking to resolve a battle over emergency Federal Reserve lending powers. Democrats say the GOP proposal would deprive President-elect Joe Biden of crucial tools to manage the economy. The agreement would provide more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, a $300 per week federal jobless benefit, and $600 direct payments to individuals. Reconnaissance flights showed entire villages wiped out in Fiji on Saturday, as authorities put the cost of devastating Cyclone Yasa at hundreds of millions of dollars. At least four people were reported dead. A state of natural disaster has been declared for 30 days as emergency services scrambled to provide food and clothing to the worst affected areas. The superstorm slammed into Fiji's second largest island late on Thursday, leaving a trail of destruction. Of the 24,000 people who evacuated their homes at the height of the storm, more than 16,000 of them are still unable to return. The National Disaster Management Office said in a statement that more than 93,000 people were affected. It said the number of casualties may rise when communications are restored to hard-hit areas. And parts of Sydney, Australia are heading into a fresh lockdown as officials say they hope the restrictions would be enough to control a growing outbreak in time for Christmas. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghan and NATO officials in Afghanistan say five rockets have been fired at a major U.S. base. There are no casualties reported. A spokeswoman for the governor in northern Parwan province says the rockets hit Bagram airfield. She says 12 rockets were placed in a vehicle and five of them were fired, while police were able to defuse seven others. A NATO official confirmed the attack and said initial reports indicated that the airfield was not damaged. No one immediately claimed responsibility. In April, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for five rocket attacks on the base. The IS has also claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in Kabul in recent months. French prosecutors said Saturday they had charged and imprisoned a former close associate of disgraced American billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. The detainee was a prominent French modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel. He was charged for alleged sex crimes. A statement from the prosecutor's office said Brunel was charged with sexual harassment and the rape of minors over the age of 15. He was initially detained on Wednesday at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport as he was about to board a flight to Senegal. China has drawn up new rules that will allow authorities to review foreign investment on national security grounds. The country's state planning agency said on Saturday that the new review system will cover foreign investments in military sectors, as well as important investment in energy, natural resources, agriculture, internet technology, and financial services. That's according to the National Development and Reform Commission. The NDRC said the review system was in line with international practice and would help balance the economic benefits of further opening with the need to ensure national security. At least 12 people were killed Friday and more than 10 others were wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in central Somalia. It came ahead of a planned address by Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Roble, according to authorities. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team heading to the stadium to speak to government supporters. According to witnesses, those witnesses told VOA Somali service the explosion was loud and shook the entire area. Government officials said among those killed in the blast were three high-ranking army officers and the former mayor of Galkayo. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility and said Somalia's prime minister was the main target. The Somalia's prime minister is reported to be safe. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.